This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday morning, that time of the morning, that time of the week, where we say welcome to Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, and he joins us each week for Cinema Chat, and we've been talking about it for months now, and the time has arrived. Russ Collins, Cinetopia Film Festival opens tonight.
That's right. This is it. This is what we build our cinema season towards. It's literally in the middle of the cinema festival season.
Right.
And it gets started with the Toronto Film Festival, which kind of builds towards the end of the calendar year. Things get kicked off for the new year with Sundance. The Cannes Film Festival occurred just a couple weeks ago. The Toronto Film Festival, again, and the Venice Film Festival is around Labor Day. So
let me ask you this. The Cinetopia Film Festival bills itself as taking the best films from the best festivals from around the world
and bring them
into one place. But the genesis of the idea of Cinetopia was to expose people to films that really might not otherwise get to see them.
That's right. Now, so there's going to be some films that get released into theaters, but we're showing 55 different film programs. Some of them are short films programs, so there's lots of films included. Mm-hmm. But most of those 55 films, including the short films, will not be seen in theaters or won't be seen very much in theaters. They essentially will only play festivals. So, you know, 10, 12 of the pictures that we're doing will be released to the market, and the other ones, the only time you're going to see them is at festivals. So it will be at Con.
It's kind of like an insider's look.
That's right. It totally is an insider's look. And there's a lot of great films. Literally, we scour the world's best film festivals and pick the films. And I don't unfortunately get to go to all of them.
But you do go to Sundance every year.
I do go to Sundance. I got to go to Berlin this year, courtesy of the German government. We usually have a pretty good contingent that goes to Toronto. We have our Confederates that go to the Venice Film Festival,
the
Cannes Film Festival. They're just friends of ours that feed back to us and say, hey, you need to pay attention to this, you need to pay attention to that. The Cleveland Film Festival is actually a really excellent film festival. It's not a marquee one that everyone talks about. But we saw the Cleveland Film Festival. We saw the great festival that they did, all of the films that they bring in, the tens and tens and tens of thousands of people.
Why on earth are we not doing this in Southeast Michigan?
That's right, exactly. So we put this together, and this is the 7th year of the Cinetopia Film Festival, and we're very, very proud of this opening night tonight.
And it opens in Ann Arbor, and it is going to be a film that you've been raving about called Eighth Grade.
That's right. I saw it at Sundance, and Bo Burnham is the writer-director. He's a comedian, a really popular...
Yeah, he's done some stand-up specials, right?
Absolutely, lots of them. And it was kind of surprising that this comedian put together such a mature, well-put-together film. And it's literally about a 13-year-old girl at the end of her eighth grade. And she's not the most popular girl. She's not the least popular girl. She's kind of normal, like most of us are. You know, usually they make movies about the glitterati of any class or of any social group. And she's someone that, you know, sits in her bedroom and very earnestly tries to tell other eighth graders about how to
be vlogging through technology.
Yeah, that's right.
The connection through disconnect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but you also see her in uncomfortable situations at school. Again, not super embarrassing, just the kind of thing that you probably experienced when you were at school and at parties. She goes to a high school orientation where she meets these really nice high school kids that really try to incorporate her into their
world. Makes all
the
difference in the world.
And she's got a very strong relationship with her dad, but she's a 13-year-old kid, and she's not really sharing warmly with her father. She's more kind of going, Dad, you know, and all the things that you would expect.
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks.
It's very well put together. It's very human. It's very compelling. And I enjoyed it tremendously. We're very proud that the director is going to be here. Bo Burnham's going to be here at the screening.
That's great.
And then I also want to encourage people. Now, again, there's 55 different film programs. Tomorrow.
In Ann Arbor, Detroit, Dearborn.
In Detroit, yeah. Right. And so we're the festival's opening up in Ann Arbor, and then it's moving around to the other places
right.
later in the festival. It goes through the 10th. And then tomorrow we're doing a film that I got to see at Sundance, but there's such a great local connection. It's called A Boy, A Girl, A Dream. And what I'd like to do is, as a thank you to WEMU listeners who've put up with Cinema Chat all of these years, I want to offer some free tickets to see this film, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, directed by Qasim Basir, or Q. He's better known as Q to his friends,
right.
And filmmaking folks. He went to Huron High School, graduated from Huron High School, is an Ann Arbor native. And the way you get these free tickets, you don't have to call or anything. You just go online to cinetopiafestival.org/boy. And then you get you look for the film. It's at 9:00 on Friday, and then put in the code DREAM when it's looking for a promotion. Noah, do you know a promotional code? Put in DREAM, a boy, a girl, a dream.
And so then the names in the will be at the will call.
You can actually print out your tickets,
oh,
and they're free tickets. You can get up to 5 of them. So cinetopiafestival.org/boy. The promotional code is DREAM. Now about this film. So Q last year had a film in Cinetopia called Destined, and it premiered. We did a very special screening in Detroit. It was shot in Detroit, he brought his girlfriend along, and then he...
At the end of the program, he proposed.
He proposed to her, and she accepted. Now, Samantha Tanner and Q were the screenwriters for A Boy, A Girl, A Dream. They had already completed the screenplay, but they hadn't shot the film. This film has a beautiful cinematography. It's done as if it were a single shot, like a camera just was turned on to the two characters and then follows them around all evening, which takes place on election night in 2016. And that's a background piece.
Isn't that what they did with Birdman, with Michael Keaton?
Yes, single shot.
Right.
Exactly. It looks like it's a single shot. And it is a filmmaking stunt, and it's carried off very well. So A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, that's going to be at 9:00. We've also got a documentary on Harold, the guy that did Harold and Maude and Shampoo, called Hal, about Hal Ashby. And then on Saturday, we've got our Children's Film Festival, which is a free event. All you have to do is show up for that. Bring your kids or grandkids, and that's going to be a lot of fun. American Animals is by a BAFTA-winning British Academy Award director Burton, Bart Layton, and Michigan Theater members get in free to that, so that's very cool.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. An exciting day as the Cinetopia Film Festival gets underway tonight in Ann Arbor. It will run through Southeast Michigan through the 10th of June, and there's a couple of other local filmmakers or with local connections that are going to be highlighted as well.
That's right. Michael Curtis Johnson, who did a film a couple years ago that we did at Cinetopia called Hunky Dory, is an Eastern Michigan University graduate. He also graduated from the American Film Institute Conservatory and currently is a film professor at the University of North Alabama. And he did a film called Savage Youth. And that's going to be on June 2nd and 3rd. And Michael Curtis Johnson is going to be back in southeastern Michigan. He's a charming guy. Hunky Dory was one of the favorite films of the 2016 Cinetopia Festival. So come out and support Michael Curtis Johnson for his film Savage
exactly
Youth.
Exactly right. And welcome
and
home.
That's right. Also on the 2nd, you're going to have some a difficult decision in the 6:45, 7:00 time range. There's a film called Woman Walks Ahead, which is a Jessica Chastain movie, where it's set in the 1880s, and she goes out to the Lakota Territory to actually paint a portrait of Sitting Bull. And she gets to know the Indian culture. She gets to know the exploitation.
I love the subject
matter. And becomes a real Native American advocate. Sam Rockwell also stars in it. Woman Walks Ahead's at 6:45 on Saturday. There's other screenings of that, again, in Detroit and Ann Arbor. And then at 7:00, we have The Big House. So you can't see both of those films in the same time frame.
Which, certainly for folks around here, has turned out to be a tremendous documentary.
That's right.
And it has nothing to do with football. It literally is about
it's the Big House. It's part of the background.
Right.
I mean, the reason you go to The Big House is to watch
sure.
football. But it's about the food service people. It's about the marching band. It's about the Marines that jump in from way above the stadium.
It is a city within a city.
It is amazing. It's about the emergency medical people. And they talk about, well, you know, you know, we do deal with some really tough stuff, but mostly we deal with drunk people. You know, it's really very cool. They sent 14 film crews from the University of Michigan film class, and a Japanese filmmaker by the name of Mr. Soda put this together, and it is very cool. And that's going to be seven. It's showing again a few times. There's also going to be a Secretopia. A few times where I can't tell you, but one of
Secretopia.
One of the films may star Timothy Chalamet.
All right,
and so you can go check those out.
You can take that as a certainty.
Yeah, and Savage Youth is going to be on Sunday at 5 o'clock. This Michael Curtis Johnson.
Now, before I let you go, I do want to number one bring recognition to this audience, but also pass along personal congratulations to you and to all those involved in the State Theater Restoration Project. You're going to be honored at the Ann Arbor City Council meeting on Monday night. The Preservation Project of the Year, as named by the Ann Arbor Historic District Preservation Project. And you are being named
for the State Theater.
Right, for the State Theater. And you are being named the Preservationist of the Year. So congratulations to you,
well, thank you,
to the Michigan Theater Board, and again, to all the people who have put so much time and effort into that restoration project. It turned out fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. It was
and
a great
still
honor.
Some more work.
And there literally was a village involved in putting this project together, from fundraisers to professionals to the Michigan Theater Board, which was amazing. Before we depart, I want to say happy birthday to Clint Eastwood and my dad, who are both 88 today.
And I expect that they are very similar in the manner in which they've approached things.
Yeah, my dad doesn't squint as much.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.